Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency Credit Canada and by Home Equity Bank, provider of the CHIP reverse mortgage. Retirement means very, very different things for very, very different people and at different times of that chapter, which, you know, can look lots of different ways depending on your health and your finances and what's going on in your family life. People choose to spend that time in very, very different ways, as I say, for lots of different reasons. It is not easy to figure out what that chapter of life looks like. It can be a lot of starts and stops. There can be a whole bunch of, psychological issues that you need to sort through as you recraft your identity. And that is a real area of expertise for our next guest. His name is Scott Armstrong. He created something called Mind Switch to help people transition into this next phase of their lives. He joins me now from Tawasin, British Columbia. Hello there.
Hey, Bruce. Thanks so much for having me.
What is Mind Switch?
Mind Switch is, call it a revolution. I grew up at a time in the 70s and 80s when my parents would retire and the word meant retreat, you know, sort of shrink back from life, and gardening and bridge were a lot of the flavors of the day.
And golf. This is the holy trinity of retirement stereotypes there. Got to include golf, maybe curling, depending on the season.
You caught my weaknesses on those ones.
Uh-huh.
And so the mind switch is really saying, listen, it's this time in your life. You've put in a lot of decades of work. You've probably got more resources than you've ever had, and you've got more time freedom. So why retreat? Why not go big and go for the things that you really want? Why not fight against the biological, you know, slowdowns that we can get when we're in our 50s and 60s and really go for some stretch goals? And there's been lots of people doing it ad hoc for decades. It's sort of meant to be something that as a whole, when you go to retire now, don't just take it as it comes, but have some specific, really stretchy, tasty things you want to do.
I think that's a pretty relevant and resonant insight for people either in their 40s and 50s looking to the future, or people who are already in retirement and wondering what life do they want to be living. Give me a flavor for how Mind Switch engages with humans. Is it videos? Is it training? Is it an app? Is it psychedelics? What is it?
I was going to say all of them until you mentioned that last
one. You're right. Exactly. You're like, wait a sec. We are not authorized to prescribe LSD. Okay.
No, there's the disclaimer right there. But we speak in front of individuals through, you know, financial planners. We have an online academy that folks can take. We have guidebooks that they can work through. And really the main focus is that when you're done and you get stripped away from your professional identity and all the structure and stuff, what's going to, you know, get sucked into that vacancy that you left there. And you want to give it some advanced thought.
How would you describe your ideal client? Because I think there is something demographic, obviously, and that's, you know, pretty easy for you to define. Yeah. But psychographically, when I watched your video, for example, I thought, oh, okay, he's speaking to a particular type of person with a particular outlook on life, with particular interests. How would you describe that person?
Yeah, there's two sort of folks there that come there. One who already knows that they want to do something special in retirement, and they just can't wait for that. You know, I view retirement as a lottery ticket that you win. And we actually call it work optional living, so that, you know, work is not necessarily precluded from this. So there's somebody who already knows that they've got something special in mind. They've got the rough edges around that plan, and now they're looking for concrete steps to bring it to life. Number two is the person who's been so consumed by professional identity and family life and all the other obligations that go along, they've never breathed for themselves for two or three decades, and they haven't looked up above their shoes. And so that's the other person that we want to take a look at, that, you know, hey, do you really realize where you're at and all these opportunities that are before you?
Your video has the soundtrack. It's got the quotes. It's got the stock video. If I were to describe it, I'd say it's kind of oogly boogly. Now, I am a big, enormous fan of Oogly Boogly. There is no self-help book I don't love. There's no personal growth retreat I haven't loved. But for some people, it's like, oh, no, it's too much. Yeah. What would you say to the people who, you know, watch that or read your stuff and they're like, little too soft skills for me?
Yeah. So you come out of your work life and you're pragmatic and you're always results focused, oriented focused. I've been an instructor and professor at UBC and BCIT out here for years. So I teach negotiations, I teach business strategy. But all those things, when all of a sudden that stuff is gone, we enjoy the honeymoon of activities, the freedom and stuff. And I think the best word I've heard from somebody recently on this is I'm languishing, Scott. You know, I've been retired 18 months. I can only visit so many wineries, golf so many courses. I'm not being compelled to do anything. And when we're not compelled to do anything, that's when, you know, trouble starts, you know, in terms of things from a physiological and psychological perspective, because there's nothing really driving us. And as human beings, whether we like it or not, we do better when we're at least driven, you know, by a certain size engine.
If you were to distill all of your IP, all of your intellectual property, all of your knowledge and wisdom in this realm, and I would force you, and I'm going to force you.
Okay,
I'm getting choose one question that you feel would be the focuser of a conversation with someone for whom this insight resonates. What would that question be? What would be a question, not the question, but a question that you think would help crack that, open something new for people?
Yeah. What makes you tingle when you get out of bed?
Aside from the fact that my legs fell asleep because I'm now so old, like something other than that.
Okay. You've got to remember the age range you're dealing.
Tingle with excitement.
Yeah. Excitement, vibration. And, you know, purpose is the general term, but fulfills you. You know, we all do things that we go, that was a really cool thing to do. I feel like I really contributed to whomever, myself, my community. What's making you feel fulfilled? Like, yeah, no, that was a worthwhile day to get up and do. And that's what a lot of people miss once they've golfed all they can. I'll harp on the golfing there for a moment.
Yeah. But,
you know, there's more to it. There's so much more to it than that. And because retirement, you know, is a new concept, it's 130 years old. It's no longer retreating. It's going forth to your biggest adventures in your life. That's certainly what mind switch is. So what are your biggest adventures?
Sure. You have had a long and interesting path and done lots of very interesting things.
Oh
my God, there's
research.
Some photography from the 70s and 80s on there. That's I'm sure you look at your hair and think, did I really have that hair?
Don't say the word mullet.
Yeah. Okay. That is the most accurate description I could use to describe the hair that I saw, but I will not use that word. What is one experience that you continue to hold on to as a touchstone from your past that informs the work that you do today?
So I started out in corporate banking, not far from where your studios are in downtown Toronto, and soon realized I was on the wrong side of the table. I was working with entrepreneurs, commercial credit, and I needed to, you know, I needed to explore what that meant for me. So I went on, left there, bartended out in BC for a season, came to Hawaii and thought, I'm going to work with wildlife. And I created Canada's largest endangered animal sanctuary and education center. And so I managed to have an incredible life where someone would tell me from a pragmatic perspective, that oogly boogly, that that was not possible.
And that's not a career path. You can't do that.
Right. Oh, I heard that. I heard that many times. But you know, I work with Jane Goodall and Dr. David Suzuki and all others because I followed something that spoke to me. So I think, you know, that's the big piece. What speaks to you? If you're not hearing anything, you know, listen a little bit better.
Right. And you've got, so it gives you some credibility on that question versus someone who did follow a conventional path. I didn't follow a conventional path.
Well, you haven't.
I have not. You also help manage a special academy for CFL players. Mm-hmm. How does this fit? What are the questions that might be unique to an athlete that has worked at that level for whom a career is not probable, a career in football is not probable at age 60.
Well, you've got my tryout rejection letters there.
Yes, I did. Yeah, I've seen some of the footage too of you attempting to do this. Yeah,
not even a placeholder anymore. No. The big question, players in the CFL, average career length is 2.9 years. And so when they come out, you know, they've been in football usually for 10, 12 years through high school. And it's almost a paramilitary. You're told what to eat, when to train. And all of a sudden you've got all this freedom and they don't see the skills that they've acquired playing football, translating well into the business yet. Things like competitiveness, tenacity, hard work, teamwork are all directly transferable. Same for those that are retiring. We have a whole bunch of skills that we've acquired that we don't see necessarily finding place in our new lives, you know, as you get into your 50s, 60s and beyond. And so, you know, that's the linking piece. Transitions are all the same. It's saying, hey, here's who you are today, Bill or Bruce. And that was my oogly boogly, Bruce in 2022. You know, what are you going to be in 2025 or 2030? There's going to be stuff that we all carry forward that we can use.
Okay, one last question. And you must answer this question without using the phrase, it depends. Do you promise?
It depends, yes.
Oh, what? When should a human engage in this process? When is the optimal time? Is it 10 years out from when they're no longer drawing a paycheck? Is it a year out? And I say ideal, and you cannot say it depends.
Yeah, I will honor that request. And 10 years out is a really good time frame because you have a chance to work on the financial foundation, which, you know, helps create that size of the lottery ticket when you do want to transition.
Nice. I like that lottery ticket. I feel like I haven't yet won it, but maybe there's time. Maybe I should say more invested in Bitcoin or I don't know. I should be doing puts and calls on Bitcoin, something like that. Scott, thank you for your time today.
That's been great, Bruce. Thanks so much for having me.
Scott Armstrong is the creator of MindSwitch, which is, it's a whole bunch of things, but for individuals, it is an academy to help people transition into the next phase of their lives.